Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bren Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Howdy friends, this is Baxter Black, close personal friend of Andy and Jim Nelson. We're telling you to stay tuned and stay with us right here on Clear Out West Radio, the Cowboy's voice.
That's right, close personal friend Baxter Black. Mm-hmm. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Oh, I miss that old boy.
Oh, me too.
Dad nabbit anyway. Man. Yeah. Anyway, they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
All right, Ben's how we're talking about. Regional accents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a hoof or a hoof?
Is it a hoof?
Hoof.
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 Arted. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah. Right.
You know, let's talk a little bit about hot shoeing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's.
You know, you really kind of need to know what you're doing if you're going to do a little hot shoeing.
Oh, man. If you, yeah. I'd hate to interrupt you here, but we got a video from our shoer friends. Travis.
Okay.
And Jake Dale. They sent us a video of Jacob Dale was putting a hot shoe on, mm-hmm. and he said, "This is our version of rolling coal because we don't have diesel trucks."
And boy, does it roll.
It does. Okay, back to what you were talking about.
So you need to know a little bit before you start doing a hot shoe.
Yeah.
You know, what's the difference between hot shoeing and hot fitting?
Mm.
Well, obviously, if you're fitting, you take that hot shoe,
yep,
and you lay it on the hoof, and you see where the high spots are.
Yes.
Raspity, raspity,
rasp. Yep.
So we're taking down the high spots.
There you go.
Well, hot shoeing is different. That is where you're cauterizing the shoe to the hoof, where you get an airtight fit.
You bet.
And the hoof and the shoe are one.
They are. You got to be really careful.
And that's a lot of heat on a hoof.
It's a lot of heat in a hoof.
Yes.
And do not do this. We are professionals.
That is correct.
Do not do this. The Dales are professionals.
Yeah. Let him roll coal.
Let them roll coal for you.
There you go.
No, that's some great information there, mm-hmm. big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us and they want to say, what?
Huh?
Who?
Hoof.
Hoof. It's a hoof.
It's a hoof.
How are they going to get a hold of
just
us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick spec.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Mm. It's hoof.
Hoof.
All right. There you go. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Nailed it.
All righty then. Mm-hmm. How about some more music?
Let's do it.
Let's do our hot club of cowtowns riding along with us. These are Oklahoma Hills.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Well, not feel like in those hills I still belong. Way out yonder on the Indian Nation, I ride my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Place I rode my pony through the draw, where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze, while it feels like in those hills I still belong. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, I ride my pony on a reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder on the Indian Nation, a cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Oklahoma Hills.
Good stuff.
Yes, it is.
Mm. Yep.
Mm. Well, we're talking about regional lingo.
Lingo.
We've hit quite a few different places here. I just wanted to touch just a little bit back on that Spanglish thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Because a lot of stuff that we do as cowboys came from the original vaquero art
of
cowboying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where buckaroo came from.
Mm-hmm.
So vaquero was Englishized, gringoized, into buckaroo.
Buckaroo.
Yeah, because it sounds like vaquero,
ten-gallon hat.
Tangalan.
Tangalan.
Tangalan hat, which means one great big hat.
Big sombrero.
Big old sombrero, right, yeah. Now, interesting thing, we refer to all our stuff in our horse equipment as tack.
Tack.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Down in Texas, they call it cack.
Cack. That's right. They do.
They call it cack. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never really understood the origin of that one, and I didn't research it.
Well, Slim with Riders in the Sky.
Sure.
Cleared that up
for me. Oh, did
he? Yeah. Because he had a cack tie.
Oh, that's right. Has a tie that looks like a cactus.
It's
his cacti.
Yeah, that's more than one cactus, right?
That's right. That's correct. So that's actually incorrect. He only has one.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, so that grammatically, that's not correct. But anyway, we'll just go with that anyway.
Yeah.
You know, same deal.
Tapaderos
and taps, right? Chaps and chaparejos.
Chaps.
We should have played Gary McMahon's poem.
We should
have. Chaps, yeah. Should have,
yeah.
McCarty and Macate.
Yeah.
Gringos couldn't pronounce it.
Bozell.
So. Moselle.
I got to go there.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. We've got friends in South Dakota that call it
a Bozzle.
A Bozzle. All right.
Spelled that way.
Well, it is.
Is it wrong? Heavens, no.
No, it's however you want to pronounce it, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Darla Vuelta became Dally. Because us gringos couldn't pronounce Darla Vuelta. Heavens,
no, we can't roll that.
Yeah, that just doesn't work for us. Yeah. We need to ditch out to a cow commercial again.
Really?
Yeah, and when we come back, Baxter Black has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.